Listening, Unit 4, page 30, B.
You will hear five people talking about their roles in film, cinema and TV. Complete both tasks as you listen. Task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H the person who is speaking. Task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H what each person is expressing. Speaker 1.
What can I say? It's the perfect job for someone like me. I just adore showing off, pretending to be someone else. It comes naturally, you know. And now that we're doing the new series of Kansas for Channel 8, I've got work for the next 2 or 3 years. As a matter of fact, my only problem now is that people recognise me when I go out shopping. The other day, I forgot why I'd gone to the supermarket. I just spent all my time signing autographs. Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. I love it, really.
Speaker 2.
Well, things could be going better, I suppose. It's not that I mind the job, really. I like dressing up, after all. And I know I look smart in my uniform. And of course, I get to see so many celebrities, opening the door for them, helping them with their bags. And now and then, I do go for the odd audition. No luck. No, not yet. But yeah, the job is fine. A bit cold sometimes, of course, and always on my feet. But the tips are pretty good. So, all in all, I can't complain.
Speaker 3.
I still can't believe it, to be honest. Sometimes I just think surely there must be some kind of mistake and I'm going to wake up to find out it was all just a dream. But no, here I am working on set in New Zealand, transforming actors into orcs, hobbits and wizards. Admittedly, it's hard work. Can you imagine? Sometimes it can take 2 or 3 hours to do someone's makeup, especially if they need a huge nose or lots of scars, for example. But the actors are all so professional and we do get to know them quite well. They're really good fun. All in all, it's a dream come true.
Speaker 4.
After years directing films and TV shows, it gives me enormous pleasure to be back in the theatre, where I started off so many years ago. Actually, I had always believed my life would be spent there. In other words, I never imagined moving to California and hanging out with movie stars, let alone directing them in blockbusters. But all that is over now. I've come back to my first love and can't wait to direct Shakespeare plays once more.
Speaker 5.
I have to confess I'm disappointed with this one. It was always going to be hard designing for such a period when you're used to the 20th and 21st century. I just wish we'd had more time to research it properly. Having said that, I think the peasants look convincing on the whole. The rough cotton and wool we sourced look just right on the big screen. Actually, it's the noblemen's costumes I'm not that pleased with. Some of the fur really does look fake, and now that I know a bit more about the period, I realise that we got some of the details wrong. Some of the colours wouldn't have been available in the Middle Ages. Quite honestly, I'd rather forget about this film and just get on with the next one.